Recorded books and one-click digital present The Last Kind Words Saloon by Larry McMurtry, narrated by Tom Steckschulte and directed by Kathleen Gormley. The author opens with the following note. The Last Kind Words Saloon is a ballad in prose whose characters are afloat in time. Their legends and their lives in history rarely match. I had the great director John Ford in mind when I wrote this book. He famously said that when you had to choose between history and legend, print the legend. And so I've done. And now, The Last Kind Words Saloon.
Long Grass. Chapter 1. A hat came skipping down the main street of Long Grass, propelled only by the wind, which was sharp for March. The hat was brown felt and had a narrow brim.
"I believe that's Doc Featherston's hat," Wyatt said. "He may have lost track of it while setting a limb. Or he might be over at the Orchid fornicating and let it blow out a window," Doc Holliday suggested.
"Doubt it.
Only rich dentists such as yourself can afford the Orchid these days," Wyatt said. Doc drew his pistol and aimed at the hat, but didn't shoot.
"Why would a grown man want to be a dentist anyway?" Wyatt inquired.
"Well, for one thing, the cost of equipment is low," Doc told him. "All you need is a pair of pliers and maybe a chisel for difficult cases."
At the mention of a chisel, Wyatt turned pale. He had always been squeamish.
"I'm sorry I brought it up," he said.
"Are we going to sit here and let the good doctor's hat blow clean away?"